Welcome to the Soul Lounge. The Soul Lounge is now open. And here's your host, the Lady DJ.
All right, well, here we go again inside the Soul Lounge. And I have been looking forward to connecting with you all week long. Now, I have to let you know, later on in the show, we are going to move the party to the VIP room for a very special performance from R&B singer Kenya. She's a highly trained vocalist who walked away from music to focus on her family and career, but lucky for us, she found her way back. We're going to talk about her journey, and she's going to share a few songs from her new album, so stick around for that in the second half of the show. We're also going to celebrate two of contemporary soul music's favorite artists. One just released what I believe to be probably one of the best R&B albums in the last decade. And the other, who may have him beat, we'll wait and see. But before we get to those two, I have to congratulate the former Fantasia Barrino and her new husband, Kendall Taylor, on their recent nuptials. The two got married last week, or a couple of weekends back, actually. And if you have been following her life and her career at all, you know that she has suffered quite a bit in love, and we hear it in her songs all the time. So it is such a beautiful thing to see her happy. So best of luck to the new couple. And I personally cannot wait to hear what the music will sound like now that she's floating on cloud nine. But until then, I'm going to offer you the title track from her 2013 album. Here's Fantasia kicking things off with The Side Effects of You inside the Soul Lounge.
I was looking for a cure to pull me through. Tried to decide which medicine to use. In every bottle had your name on the label. Doctor said you keep me stable. So now I'm taking 3 a day to help me smile. They said I should wait and try it for a while. So I've been ignoring my symptoms and the small print on the back of my prescription. What I'm gonna do with fever overnight today? You hold me and my body shakes. See, nobody told me, nobody told me the side effects of you. Losing ground, falling down. Sleepless nights whenever you're around. Nobody told me, nobody told me the side effects of you. Of you. I double checked the recommended dose. Cause recently my headache's getting worse. Sometimes every part of me is shaking. Is this the right pill that I'm taking? What I'm gonna do? And it's getting harder. I thought you were taking care of me, but I can't breathe. And it's getting harder. Fever over 98. You hold me and my body shakes. Nobody told. Losing balance, falling down. Sleepless nights whenever you're
Music is the language of the soul.
I need your forgiveness and your mercy too. I must be all kind of crazy for what I've done to you. I hope you understand that my heart is true. Mistakes I made them, but I'm making change for you. Have I learned is your question, and my answer I have. But if you're expecting perfection, then we're not gonna last. This is not an excuse, I'm just telling the truth. Baby, I'm so sorry for hurting you. Oh, I'm ashamed. Since you've been gone, my understanding has more than grown. I come to this conclusion over and over again. I don't want an enemy, I just want back my friend.
From his number one album, Black Rose, that was Tyrese with Shame inside the Soul Lounge. You know, it was late last year when he started hinting that he was back in the studio via social media. And honestly, I really didn't know what to expect. His project with Tank and Genuine at TGT, it was okay, but nothing to write home about. Well, I can tell you that he has far exceeded my expectations. I love the new album, and I think it will continue to do really well if radio jumps aboard and continues to play the songs. Now, Tyrese is hoping that they will do the same. In fact, he's challenging mainstream American radio stations to not only play more of his music, but other R&B artists of color as well. Now, last week, I sat down with David Byrd on VOA's International Edition to talk about Tyrese's open letter to mainstream media and mainstream radio in particular. If you go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Lady DJ and the number one, or Twitter at VOA Lady DJ, you can find the audio link and take a listen. All right. So coming up next, new music from CeeLo Green. He calls this next song a homage to our humanity centered on the strength that it takes to smile in the face of adversity. It is from his forthcoming album, his first solo album in 5 years, called Heart Blanche. The song is named after and called Robin Williams. I want you to listen closely to this one. You're listening to The Soul Lounge.
Oh, what a night, oh, what a night. Tears in my eyes, staring up at the sky in disbelief. I've got a voice in my head, guess what it said? All we really need is some comic relief. But I'm afraid of not being able to laugh anymore. Oh, what's life going to become once we don't have any more heroes? We don't know what the next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. We don't know what the next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. And we all listen to Richard Pryor. Yeah. They don't make Philip Seymour Hoffman's often. Now he's one of the things we lost in the fire. Lord, yes. Now I'm afraid of not being able to laugh anymore. Oh, what's life going to become once we don't have? Next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. We don't know what the next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know. Life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. We don't know, life reminds me of Robin Williams. We don't know what the next man's going through. Wish I could say it in a plainer way. I said we don't know, life reminds me of Robin Williams. We've got to laugh the pain away. Phil Hartman, can you hear me?
You're inside the Soul Lounge.
Oh, silly me, my dear, for thinking that you'd stay. Gave you my heart and then you ran away. Either I'm stupid or foolish and you're playing me. But it seems we were never really meant to be.
So I thought I would try.
Wanted to find out if I could live happy without you. And it turned out I wasn't living at all. But I would have never known. ain't true. Oh, I can't believe I ever believed in you. You had me chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold. I was chasing fool's gold.
So we have been waiting patiently since 2011 for Jill Scott to drop another album. The wait is over. Her new album, Woman, dropped on Friday, July the 24th. That was the first single, called Fool's Gold. And as can be expected, the album is something special. Now, Jill describes her latest work as, quote, classic Philly soul, that's to be expected, meets country, that was a little unusual, and rhythm, okay, served up with captivating storytelling. You can hear a little bit of all that, maybe not the country in that cut. If you've had a chance to hear the album, I'd love to know what you think, or if you've heard a couple of the singles, hit me on Twitter at VOA Lady DJ. All right, don't forget now, we are going to take this party to the VIP room with an R&B artist named Kenya. She has an incredible voice, and it is just beyond me that she spent years not doing anything with it, like not singing, not writing, nothing. She's going to tell that entire story, and she's going to give us a couple of acoustic cuts from the VIP room in a little bit. So I want you to make sure you stick around for that. Don't go anywhere. But I would like, if you don't mind, to give you a little bit of old school soul. So I've been going back into the collection, kind of pulling out the songs I remember from when I was little and pulling out the songs I remember that my older cousins used to listen to. And I came across this one from the group Surface. It's from 1989. It is the first of what would be four number one hits for them throughout their career into the early 1990s. This is a beautiful cut. If you, you know, someone of a certain age, you remember it, it'll make you smile. It's called Closer Than Friends. It's Surface inside the Soul Lounge.
Even more every day. Girl, I don't wanna lose your love by putting my cards on the table. You know I'm thankful for what we have, but I have feelings inside that are so strong I can't hide. No, baby, they're so strong I can't hide. How about you get closer, baby? How about
soul for you there inside the Soul Lounge. So I'm going to ask everyone to collect all their drinks and their belongings because we are about to take this party inside the VIP room. Kenya and her band, well, actually she's got a guitarist with her and a backup singer. They are in there getting ready to do their thing. So why don't we do that? Stick around. More Soul Lounge is coming up right here. We'll be back.
From the ambient R&B sounds of yesteryears to today's new soul experience, you are now inside the Soul Lounge.
Welcome back to the Soul Lounge. I'm the Lady DJ Shauna Renee, and I am joined inside the VIP room by Kenya. Absolutely beautiful voice. She has a project called My Own Skin that was released on her own label, out in stores and available for download and stream and purchase. Kenya, welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, it's absolutely a pleasure to have you here. Well, congratulations on the album, My Own Skin.
Yes.
My Own Skin is the name of the album. Now, it's been released overseas in Europe already,
yes.
Correct?
Yes, and March 30th, it was released overseas.
And then we'll get to hear it in the U.S.
You get to hear it August 28th.
Okay, yeah, well, lucky for me, I got an opportunity to hear a few cuts.
Okay.
And it sounds absolutely wonderful. And you're going to perform.
Yes.
For us, too, a little later on. So
absolutely.
We'll get to that.
Okay.
But I just want to start off, though, congratulating you for being able to do this on your own. You have your own label.
I do. It's called Kenya MJ Music Productions, and it's independently owned. I hire my own team. I hire my producers, my musicians. It's my baby.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, I know that there must be a lot of freedom creatively in that process, but
yeah,
also maybe some challenges as well. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Creatively, it's fantastic. Especially if you're someone like me, I'm a songwriter, so, you know, I write lyrics, I play keys, so I have melodies and all that in my head. But the business side of things, you know, that can be kind of challenging because of resources, you know. I'm doing this on my own, which means I'm investing, you know, financially in my own. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge for independent artists. You know, a lot of people are like, why can't you just hear such and such? There's a process. This is a business. It's just like, you know, you can't just go to a bank and, you know, you can't just be a teller or whatever. There's process to everything. And the music business is intense.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you hear certain things, you don't hear other things. And I think just navigating that,
yeah,
especially as an artist, because your brain as an artist has to be very different and as your brain as an entrepreneur. So I feel very thankful and blessed that my brain kind of does both. But
yeah, you got the left and the right brain thing going at the same time.
I do, which causes a lot of conflict a lot of times. But no, I do have that.
And your path to this point was quite kind of twisty and turny. It wasn't a very direct path.
Not
and so we're going to kind of trace it. So let's start in the beginning. So you were born in Colorado. Yeah,
in Denver, Colorado.
In Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. And your dad was a musician.
Yes. And my dad is a percussionist, drummer. He never went pro, but he played, you know, in clubs and nightclubs and gigs and local. I grew up with music. I started playing instruments at a really, like, I think at age 8 is when I started. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, is it fair to say you're a classically trained musician as well?
Look at that. That sounded so pretty.
Can I say that?
Oh my God. Well, I will say this. I definitely learned how to read music, and I had instructors, and I had sessions and classes and hours, and yes, saw that as a child. I did, absolutely.
Well, who do you listen to? So I'm assuming that there's probably, there was a lot with your father being a musician. Who stands out?
Oh, well, the biggest person who stands out for me, and I, if you know me, you know this, is Stevie Wonder. That's, as a kid, that's who I first remember reading liner notes, sitting with the album, going, harmonizing with him, I don't think I knew I was studying him. I just liked it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to this day, like, I can pull a Stevie Wonder old album and still do the same thing, you know, and still learn and still be like, oh my God, I didn't even realize he said this or that he did this part. So he's number one.
Can you describe maybe what it was?
About
Stevie versus anyone else?
It was Jesus. No, I'm just playing. I tease. it's a spiritual connection. Honestly, I think people have to understand with Stevie Wonder, you know, people just hear his songs. He's just singing and playing the piano. Stevie Wonder is writing that, and he's also the producer on that. He's the arranger on that. So he's you know, it's beyond that space. So I think when you're, and Prince is like that too, you know, he's thinking in all those spaces. And I think when you have a musician doing that, there's a lot going on. And I think if you're someone who's creative, you're trying to pick apart and feel all of that. And when you can see how it's all joined, it's very inspiring as a musician.
The reason I ask you that is because I remember hearing an interview with Stevie Wonder, and he talked about music being a part of him.
Yeah.
He thinks in music, he dreams music. Mm-hmm. And you, in an article that I read in Essence Magazine, described music as air.
Yeah.
Yeah. As being part of you too. So it seems like.
See, look at that. That you found the connection. I didn't know if he had said all of that, but for me, music is funny because I'll throw on stuff that I'm like, I'm sure, you know, everybody's going to love this. And I'm like, where did you find that? And I'm like, oh, I find music all day. I can find new music every day, but it's part of me. Like, I don't feel like, okay, now let me go sit down. Where do I go? Where do I find? I mean, it's a part of who I am. So, it comes very natural. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
And you mentioned being a songwriter. So you write most
I
of
do.
Your, all
I,
of
you
your...
know, I started out, when I was probably in college, I started doing a lot of poetry, writing a lot of poetry. When I was in high school and stuff, I didn't really write. But when I started doing poetry, poetry kind of, you know, it very easily transfers into song. And so once I learned kind of the patterns of doing that, I started writing more songs. As far as music composition, melody-wise, I definitely rely on my producers and other musicians to do, because I'm not quite all the way there. But I can easily have a melody in my head and be able to say, okay, this is what I'm thinking, and I can pluck it out on the piano. But to give it the big, you know, all the nuances of it, you know, I always collaborate with that.
Okay. So I think then this would be a perfect opportunity to kind of hear what comes of that process.
Absolutely.
So will you bless us with something?
Absolutely.
What are we going to hear?
Absolutely. We're going to actually do a song called Be Here. And this is a good example of collaboration.
Okay.
Because this is a duet. So I have Kendall Duffy singing with me. He's a part of a group called Cloud Nine. And on the original version of the song on the album, it's Kenya featuring Cloud Nine. So Kendall is representing Cloud Nine today.
Okay.
We co-wrote this song. So.
All right.
It's a ballad. Let's go.
Thank you. hurt you, and I never meant to be untrue. I dedicate my life to you, promise my love will be brand new. Just tell me that you'll always stay by my side and you'll never walk away.
Say you'll never walk away.
You'll always be there. Say you'll never walk away.
I'll always be right here, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Maybe I'll be here always. We both made mistakes. We lost the love that we had made. Should have given you more attention and listened with more conviction. I give my love to you. It will be you I choose. Day and night, I'll never stop giving you all of my heart.
Say you'll never walk away, you'll always be there. Say you'll never walk away, you'll always be right by my side.
I'll never walk away, I'll always be right here, girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Gorgeous. We are inside the VIP room here at the Soul Lounge with Kenya. Her new album, My Own Skin, has been released overseas in the UK and Europe, and it will be released here in the States later on in August. And imagine, we almost didn't get that. Because my understanding is some time ago, you were a physical therapist?
I will always claim it.
Okay,
physical therapist. But yeah, I'm not practicing anymore. But yeah, I was practicing and did no music for years. Nothing. Like, to the point where if you met me in this one particular 10-year amount of time, you didn't even know that I sang. Nothing.
Huh.
Yeah.
How? Like, I can't imagine. I'm not a creative in the same way that you are, but this is what I do. And I can't imagine.
Can you imagine not being yourself? How about that?
Is that how it felt?
Absolutely. It felt like, you know, those gold, those ball, what are those things called where they have the scenes inside the water you shake
oh,
in?
Oh, like those snow globes and things.
Globes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. It felt like I'd be on the outside watching, you know, a really nice traditional life. Uh-huh. As a therapist, I'm a mom, you know, wife, and just kind of doing, but I was on the outside. Like I felt like I was watching, but I wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I wasn't in it. I wasn't living. So I'm really honest about this. I got really depressed and restless. And, after I had my second son, I was like, you know, something's got to give, because having children on top of not doing what you're passionate about was just take the wheel, Jesus. I can't take it anymore. So it was just too much. It was too much. And, at that point, honestly, I did a spiritual retreat. I was doing counseling. I was like, help me. I got to figure out how to get this back in my life. Mm-hmm. And, I started out just taking a music theory class at a local little community college down the street from my house in the suburbs of Chicago. And it just, from there, it was like God said, thank you, finally. Like, breathe, child, breathe.
Right.
And so once I took that class, I started meeting musicians. And young musicians, very young, like 18 years old, but they were musicians. They're like, come on, you know, play with us. Like, do this gig with us. And I'm like, oh. But once I did it, it was like, I can do this. And honestly, all of this, having my own production company, that was not – when I first, you know, people ask me, how do you do this? How can you go for your passion like that? You have to take it day by day, because honestly, if you look too far, you're going to get overwhelmed. You're not going to do it. Mm. You're going to feel paralyzed. So just take that what's right in front of you and grab it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll keep coming revealed. You just have to be honest about it. Honest about it. A lot of people get, I wasn't honest about it. I just tried to keep it suppressed.
Did you make a conscious effort, though, back then not to do music, or it was just that life happened?
I think it was a combination. I went to Howard, and I was in Howard's gospel choir, and so I was very active in music.
And they have
an
incredible gospel choir.
It was a life-changing event for me. And honestly, it's so intense. Like, the one side of it is wonderful because it was music, but it was also very rigorous and lots of discipline. And I think I needed a break after that. Like, when I graduated, it's like, okay, I'm just going to be a therapist. Mm-hmm. Then I started missing the music, so I would dabble, do background for people. But I think what ended up happening once I got married, and it was like, okay, I got bills, I got a mortgage, I got life, you know, so, and it's like, I'm an adult. I got to be an adult. And so in my head at that time, I just thought, this is what adults, you know, music is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not, you can't do fun, you know, you got to do what works. So that was probably the conscious part of it. I didn't realize it was going to affect me as badly, not doing it.
Were you writing at that time?
No.
No.
I wasn't doing
anything. Really.
Nothing.
Really.
And it's funny you say that, because when I got pregnant with my first son, I bought a piano for myself when I graduated from college.
Oh.
I took my little graduation money and financed my little piano. Petrov is his name. Anyway, that's the name of the piano, Petrov. So Petrov and I used to write. And then when I got married and had kids, like, literally, it was dust. It was just furniture, like, in the house. I did nothing. And when I got pregnant, I remember thinking, I should probably play the piano so the baby can hear it. Hmm. And I don't know. I play like a note, and it just didn't even feel right. I'm like, I don't do this anymore. And I think it depressed me. I think my conscious mind was like, oh, you can't play anymore. You haven't played in a long time. But I think spiritually it was shocking, you know, that I wasn't playing. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a very interesting story, and it's important because this idea of just taking the first step and then kind of the universe will conspire and make everything happen. And then you're here and you have an album and your own label.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, I will say this. It's not going to just pop. I mean, you don't just say, okay, I'm going to do it, and it pops up. But staying honest and staying dedicated,
sure,
you know, and for me, I mean, I think it's hard to do that. I had to do counseling and stuff to help me along the way to keep encouraging me. And my spiritual life, I had to really change.
How much of that makes it into your music?
All of it.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I write honest music. These songs that you hear are from experience. You know, they're from life experience. I don't really write anything that I haven't had at least some space in. The whole song may not be me. You know, you're just trying to kind of create a story within the song. But the trigger of the song is from experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's from experience or from watching somebody else go through an experience, someone close to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd like to hear something else.
Yes.
If
absolutely.
You don't mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, on a lighter note, that was kind of heavy. So we're
gets like that.
I know.
So
I'm like,
loud.
Oh, God, I'm going to start crying. Okay. So, yeah, we're going to do Let Me, because that's a current single that we've released here in the States. So,
oh, great.
This is a fun song. This is about showing your love and not being afraid of that.
Talk to a lot of soul artists, and a lot of times when we talk about sort of describing them according to genre or, you know, labeling them, they resist that. They don't really like this whole idea of being labeled, but you've sort of created a label for your own sound.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not opposed to labels because I, you know what? I think people have to remember, you know, we have our artist world and as other artists, we get it, you know, we get it, but you have to be accessible because you have an audience. And so you want your audience to kind of understand where you're at. So I always say that I'm, you know, I'm soul and jazz mixed, or I'll say soul music, jazz kissed. you know, meaning there's just moments of jazz in the soul. And people actually, they kind of get it. They're like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, so soul and jazz, soul jazz.
And I'm seeing that a lot. I'm discovering a lot more new artists who are moving in that direction.
Yeah.
There seems to be an expansion after what I think like maybe a year or two ago, it seemed like soul music was dying. People were like, oh, it's over now. Do you feel this rebirth coming on? Or?
You know what? Because I'm a musician and I've always, I don't think it ever really went anywhere. It's just, it's maybe not be popular.
Right.
And so it's starting. I will give some really big kudos to Robert Glasper for, I think Robert's background is jazz. Mm-hmm. And so that's, you know, what he was just straight jazz. And, you know, but he always listened, he admits he listened to hip hop and soul, all these other things. And so when he did his Black Radio albums, which won Grammys and everything, I think he finally showed this is how we can merge, you know, moments of jazz, but really make it soul and really make it R&B. And so I think when you have artists who are popular and people know them, then they see that. Oh, okay, now we get it. But it's never died. It's always been there. It's just maybe been more underground.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely one of our favorites here inside the Soul Lounge.
Love him.
You will become one of our favorites as well.
Yes.
So before we go, we play a little game with everyone who comes into the VIP room. It's not hard. You'll love this. You already know the answers. It's like a little quiz.
Okay.
You know the answer.
Okay.
So let's say it is, Sunday afternoon. You got the kids. You know, that your children are playing around. You're cleaning the house, getting ready for the week. What's playing in the background? What are you listening to?
I am listening to this week because it changes. All right. I admit, when I'm at home, I'm listening to people that people probably don't know.
Okay.
Because I like to really dig into. There's an artist named Jarrett Lawson that I'm listening to a lot right now.
Okay.
I am stuck on two EPs. One is by an artist named Melissa McMillan. And the name of the EP is Melissa McMillan. It's a soul jazz kissed. Oh, my God. It's goodness. And I'm also stuck on an artist named Jamie Woods. And so you don't know these people, I know. But Jarrett Lawson, you might. He's getting a little bit more popular.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids are like, why are we listening? Why are we listening? I'm listening to Robert Glasper too. His new album I'm listening to a lot. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. So kids are off at grandma's house. You and hubby are enjoying some alone time on a Saturday night. What's playing?
Ooh, what are we listening to? Okay. So given what he likes, I would say Sade, a lot of that space, Sweetback, Sade, Maxwell. Jill Scott, probably falling in that more old neo soul, some D'Angelo who's switching up a little bit right now, but no, yeah, you're going to hear that.
Yeah. D'Angelo did switch it up.
He's switching up a little, but I'll take it. I don't
mind. It's a cool vibe.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
A different
it's,
kind
but
of
it's
vibe.
Not, it's not lady.
No. Oh, absolutely. No. All right. So, you know, we all have those moments where it just kind of feels like life is getting to be too much. We're overwhelmed. And, you know, do you have a go-to song, a go-to artist that kind of pulls you out of that moment or those moments?
Yeah, I would say I'll do one or two things. Mm-hmm. I'll go to jazz because jazz, just instrumental jazz a lot of times, because that way I'm just kind of getting myself just a little bit more centered. That's when I'll go to gospel music a lot of times. And I actually like to listen to old spirituals.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, and hymnals. And, like, there's some of the old spirituals, just they're very empowering. If you listen to what they're saying, and even just the manner in which they're singing it, they're very, you know. And that goodness. I got a ground up in the kingdom. I mean, it just feels like, okay, let me get myself together. So I do that. I go in that space. I know I'm weird. I don't go to rock. I don't go to pop. I don't sing Survivor. No, I don't do that. I think naturally I'm more introverted, so I get my energy from quiet and stillness. So whatever can kind of get me Okay. In that space.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much
for having me.
Absolutely. Again, lovely. The album is called My Own Skin. If you're in Europe, you can find it already in stores. Yep. You can download it.
Yes.
And then in the U.S., it'll be available August
28th.
Okay.
But the single Let Me that you just heard and the single Be Here that we did, that's actually available in the U.S. on iTunes as singles.
Oh, good.
So you can download it. And you can go to my website, KenyaMJMusic.com, and that music is, those singles are available also on my website.
Okay.
And you can follow me on social media, Kenya MJ Music, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I don't know why. Babyface might have some stuff too. I don't know. But yeah, if you put Kenya MJ Music on Google, all kinds of good stuff pops up.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'd like to play another song from the album as we go out. And this is called Wednesdays.
Wednesday Girl.
Tell me a little bit about it as we go
quickly.
Out.
Quickly. Wednesday Girl is about the side chick.
Okay.
Ladies being the side chick and saying, and really finally saying, no, I'm more than that. And not waiting for the man to keep pushing you to the side, but for you to take control and remove yourself from that situation.
All right. Yeah. What a way to end it. Thank you, Kenya.
Okay, thank you.
And thank you. We'll be back inside the Soul Lounge next week. Until then, take care of yourself and each other. Peace.
But loudly and caught me off my guard in a perfect way. I said, yes, and by the way, what's your name? He said, Andre. Play it.